Three of the four gun deaths occurred in Milwaukee. Milwaukee police say 34-year-old Tyser Lee was killed last Saturday. Last Sunday, in the same incident, 49-year-old Marvin Smith and 32-year-old Wilbert Lewis were shot to death. The killings of the three African-American men came the same weekend that Milwaukee officials were visiting inner-city churches to urge nonviolence. Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn told an audience at Mount Zion Baptist Church that he hopes citizens will trust his officers enough to work with them.
Do we always get it right? Don't answer that question. No, we don't always get it right. We make some conspicuous errors out there. And you know what? When you take chances and do things in volatile environments, you're going to get it wrong sometimes. But the vast majority of the time, you know we get it right.
Milwaukee community organizer Tori Lowe says he's met good police officers, but he's also seen the police get it wrong when a few officers were involved in illegal cavity searches of drug suspects or other incidents. Lowe says by and large, in low-income city neighborhoods, the black community's trust in law enforcement is lacking.
You can't just say, hey, I'm your friend after I slapped you. You can't say, hey, I'm your friend after I molested you. Or, hey, I'm your friend after somebody dies in the back of a police car.
Police say the fourth gun death of the week took place in Beloit yesterday when 25-year-old Jeffrey Hardnett was shot multiple times. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.